You're listening to the Monroe Mayoral Debate on KEDM Public Radio. And Dr. Armstrong, since we started the first scenario with you, we'll start our second scenario question with Bishop Riley. Bishop, the term "do more with less" is heard frequently these days. Now, the city may be called to the test should an appeal over U.S. Census numbers fail. Programs and services may be subject to less funding. If mayor, how would you address that reduction?
Well, as my experience from the State Farm, my experience on the state level and also the local level, and primarily the state level and the local level, what we were able to do was we made sure that we studied the situation when it came to employees doing more with less. What I would do is have conversations with employees to make sure we have the right employees in the right positions. Then, if there is employees who are going to retire, close to retirement, maybe offer an incentive for those employees to retire. With that additional resources or additional money that we have there, if we are spending 40% on benefits, we would shift that 40% into other areas that where we would actually need to shore up our particular budget. And then also what we would do is just make sure that we pay our employees properly and make sure we pay our employees with a living wage.
Mr. Thomas?
Doing more with less. Well, as you know, our government, our whole, the United States, has been on an economic downfall nationwide. And here in Monroe, we haven't felt it as hard as some people. But me, as a small business owner, I have felt it. And doing more with less is what I've been doing for the last 2 to 3 years. I haven't skimped on nothing. When you come to Clint's Comics, you'll see that there's always cool comics in our store. Basically, what we got to do is we have to find the best deals that we can do. We have to go over our contracts, like I was saying in the first time, making sure that we're not spending too much money on companies, making sure that other companies are able to place bids. You know, doing more with less is something that I'm used to, and I think I can deal with it.
Dr. Armstrong, doing more with less, if the census appeal were to fail and you were looking at a possible reduction of funding, how would you address that?
No matter what, we need to look at more efficiency in government. We have tremendous waste in government at the present time, and so we actually need to set up the goals of doing more with the less through efficiencies in government. As we talked about, we need to have qualified employees. We need to have plans that we carry through. We need to have all of the right things that make sense in a business to run the city, and we'll be just fine. I do not think that we're going to have to raise taxes. And I do not think that we're going to have to raise fees. I think we can solve the problems that we have in this city through efficiency and proper planning and qualified employees.
Thank you. Amrith?
Let's say the city receives a windfall of $1 million in federal dollars. What area of projects would you like to see occur if the city had to match those funds? And would you approve of the funding? The match funding.
I guess you're asking that question to me. If all of a sudden we had a windfall of $1 million, probably the very first thing I'd do is I'd figure out how to take that money and put it into funding of flooding and stopping the terrible flooding that we have in our not only in our streets but backing up into houses, causing a danger to our citizens. What is a city for? A city is to provide security. And the infrastructure, we cannot tolerate the flooding. I'd put a priority first on flooding.
Mr. Riley?
What I would do is make sure we shore up the essential services for the city: fire, police, public works. We need to make sure that we have enough resources in those particular areas so we can continue to function as a municipality.
Mr. Thomas?
Me? If you watch the live TV debate, you saw that we were giving our police officers an 8% reduction in their pay. I would have to put thinking into the police department, because I don't like that. I don't like giving our police officers a reduction in pay, especially if we're talking about giving other people, other workers in our city, a raise. I don't think that's right. I wouldn't talk about giving other people in our city a raise if we were giving the other departments a reduction in pay. So I think that if somehow we get a free $1 million, we need to sink it into our police department and make sure that they're paid well. And that's the way I feel.
Thank you, Mr. Thomas. And we have time for one last question, a scenario from Randy Pruitt.
Thank you, Bob. Well, Mr. Thomas mentioned police and money. The ever-increasing city share of state retirement for police personnel about to cause a lot of headaches in Louisiana. I think it's something like $2.2 million right now, about to go up to $700,000 on top of that. It's been suggested a means of preventing, by reduction of the size of the police force, might prevent some of that money, the headaches that go with it. Council Chairman Mr. Marks has suggested council might want to look into personnel cuts. Dr. Armstrong, would you start? Your thoughts.
Well, the safety of the city is an issue. And every time one of our policemen gets in a car, he puts his life on the line. And we need to respect and appreciate what our police do for us. I've always had a respect for the police, but as I was getting a sandwich last night, there was a policeman in line, and I told him truly that I have a greater respect for the police than I've ever had before as I get into all of this. So we need to look at the issues there. We cannot tolerate furloughs. We cannot tolerate unhappy policemen. We need to look at reasonable solutions to these problems involving the police and administration to solve the problems. They're not happy, and we need to fix that because their commitment to our city makes us safe, and if they resign, then we're going to have people who are not qualified. We have to deal appropriately with the police, and we have to make them happy because it makes our city safe.
Bishop Riley.
There's several things that I would do as it relates to not cutting the police force and not continuing to let them be on furloughs and not cutting their salaries. They are our backbone in the community when it comes to safety. If you dial 911, you want to make sure one of those officers show up. Whether it's an emergency, whether someone's breaking in your house, you want someone to show up there. And I think we need to have employees that are happy and glad to come to work. And the things that I want to make sure that we do is make sure that they have the resources that they need. I do not want to cut anything from the police department. I want to shore up the police department. We have a surplus, supposedly. We should use those surplus dollars. If this is a rainy day fund, it's raining outside. In flooding, it's raining. It's raining with our police department. It's raining our public works department. We need to make sure those gentlemen who put their lives on the line have the resources that are needed. And the other thing that I would do to actually help them when it comes to manpower is make sure we implement community policing at a much more broader scale. I'll make sure that we have auxiliary police officers that are out there that can help those police officers when in some cases there's only two police officers, three police officers on the street at a given time in this particular city.
Bishop Riley, thank you. Mr. Thomas, if you would, have about a minute to respond and then we have time for closing remarks.
Well, first of all, I support the police department. And you mentioned something about the retired police officers. Is that what that thing was about? The $700,000? What was that you was talking about?
It could be. State pensions.
Yeah, state pensions and stuff like that. Well, when you go to work for the government, especially as a police officer, you want to know that whenever you have served your years that you're going to be well taken care of. And I think that is important, not only for our officers that have retired, but for our officers that hasn't retired yet. We have to do everything we can to make sure that our officers are well taken care of, and that's one thing I plan on doing as mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Thomas.